Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto Bhagavatam, Chapter 11, The Childhood Pranks and Sports of Krishna, continued. One day, while the cowherd boys were taking care of their calves, the calves were drinking water by the Yamuna. Suddenly, the boys saw a huge creature looking like a broken mountain peak struck down by a thunderbolt. The cowherd boys were afraid to look at it. Actually, it was a demon named Bakasura, appearing in the form of a huge duck, a buck, with a very sharp beak. Suddenly, Bakasura swallowed Krishna. When Balaram and the other boys saw this, they became almost unconscious with grief. Krishna, the father of Lord Brahma, was acting as the son of a coward man. Inside of the mouth of Bakasura, he became like burning fire. Bakasura, feeling that terrible burning sensation in his throat, spit out Krishna. And seeing Krishna unharmed before him, the demon attacked him with a sharp beak. Krishna's body is the essence of sweetness, but somehow Bakasura could not tolerate it. As Bakasura attacked Krishna, Krishna grabbed his beaks while all the coward boys looked on, and Krishna bifurcated the demon's mouth just like a child splits a blade of grass in two. The celestial showered flowers from Nandakanan gardens upon Krishna, and they congratulated him by beating dundubi drums, blowing conch shells, and offering stutis and stotrams. Witnessing all this, the coward boys were most astonished. Freed from danger, the boys felt their lives had been restored. They all went and embraced Krishna, gathered up their calves, and loudly recounted this wonderful, amazing pastime of Krishna. When the coward men and women of Vrindavan heard about Bakasura Mardan, they were amazed, and they received Krishna and his Gopa friends very warmly and lovingly. They considered that their tender children had just returned from the mouth of death. They looked steadily at Krishna and their boys, not wanting to look anywhere else. And they were worried, even though there was no more danger. Nanda Maharaj and the gopas, elderly gopis were gopas were thinking, "It is very astonishing. Even though Krishna is attacked so many times, but he is never harmed, the words of self-realized souls never prove false. Whatever Garga Muni predicted about my son, we see is now actually happening before us. Enjoying the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, Nanda Baba and all the residents of Vrindavan enjoyed transcendental bliss. Thus, they could not perceive any material disturbances. In this way, Krishna and Balaram passed their childhood, Balya Lila, playing hide and seek, Lukaluki, constructing a make-believe bridge to Lanka, Setu Banda, and jumping here and there like monkeys. Any person in any part of the world can free himself from the tribulations of material life by following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan and always remembering Krishna with love and affection." Thus ends chapter 11 from the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam.